Morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Tim Parr. This morning, my guest is Kevin O'Meara, the Executive Vice President of Supply Chain and Strategy with Shaw Industries. Kevin, how you doing?
Doing well, Kemp. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Last night, Shaw held an event in the Dalton area related to homes for our troops. And I guess the headline here is that for a while now, up to 6 years, you've been supporting this philanthropic effort to build homes for injured veterans, and you've given $1.8 million worth of CoreTech to this initiative, right?
Yes, yeah, that's true, Kemp, and it's really been a passion of mine personally and then a passion of Shaw's, but mine personally, as I spent 10 years in the military myself on active duty, and so it's something that I've worked hard to make sure that we could help those that are severely impacted by, especially post-9/11 war engagements, really help them out a lot.
The reason for this event last night is it's a 3-year commitment. So you've done it for the last 6 years and you're agreeing to do it for 3 more years. Give us a few more details.
Let me give you some history, Kemp, because it really goes back to 2019 when I was the executive sponsor for our Shaw Vet organization, and a number of the Shaw Vet folks came and we talked about what could we do to help veterans, both inside and outside of Shaw. And we did a lot of research on this, and we found that this Homes for Our Troops was really right in line with our corporate vision and what we're trying to do as a company, where you think about our vision statement about creating a better future. And we said, well, how can we create a better future for our veterans, especially those who have been severely impacted? And of course, we're in the flooring industry and they need homes. And so we linked up with Homes for Our Troops, an incredible organization. The CoreTech brand had agreed to sponsor this for us. A couple things I just want to talk about with Homes for Our Troops is 90 cents of every dollar that gets donated to them goes directly to the veteran. So they have very, very low overhead, and we helped work with them. They allow veterans to choose where they want to live, obviously within reason, but they allow the veteran to choose. The Homes for Our Troops organizes and gets general contractors and people to build them special homes that are set up for them. And then we provide all the flooring for that. And it's just such a great organization. And we're so proud that we can live out the Shaw vision through this organization.
Yeah, a few more statistics on this. From what I understand, add it all up, this is 355,000 square feet of CoreTech you've contributed, and it's gone into 385 homes. And according to what was mentioned last night, by you offsetting the cost of the flooring in these homes, they're able to put the money that would have gone to flooring into other areas, and it really does propel what these homes end up looking like, right?
Exactly. And you think about what they do, because they're not just building homes and then telling the veteran, hey, if you want this home, you can have it. The veteran goes through a selection process. These are mortgage-free homes. The veteran then tells Homes for Our Troops where they want to live. And so last night we had Heather, who's from Cartersville. A home was built in Cartersville for her. And the veteran gets to select that, usually where their family is and through a support network. And then Homes for Our Troops goes out and finds the different contractors and people they need to be able to build that home. And the real impact to this is not only to the veteran, but also to the veteran's family. I mean, Heather spoke last night about how there are so many things in her life today that she could not have done without a secure, safe, and well-built home to live in, up to and including having her most recent child. She said, you know, it just could not have happened without that home. So not only is it a home, we're impacting the lives of those veterans. And as a veteran myself, I just feel compelled to do that and to help in any way I can. And thankfully, Shaw and the CoreTech brand have signed up to help as well. but I just feel so honored to be able to help them through this program. About 130 veterans have participated in this, and then they have a really interesting way they do this. They the veteran applies, and then the veterans go up to their home bases in Massachusetts and by Gillette Field there, where the Patriots have their field, they actually use that facility and they announce who has been awarded a home, which essentially is everyone that applies. And it's just a really meaningful opportunity for us to help. The one other thing I want to mention is we also, around the country, when they're building these homes, we have our sales force, our regional distribution people. We have a number of people that are geographic around the country that actually go and help do a little what I'd call sweat equity into the home, help with landscaping, and help with all the final touches on it before it gets turned over.
Well, this is a very noble effort on Shaw's part, and this is an addition to what you do with St. Jude. So Shaw's definitely stepping in here with their philanthropic gifts. It's great to hear this. Again, been talking to Kevin O'Meara, the Executive Vice President with Supply Chain and Strategy for Shaw, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.